classified your group as a hate group. Do you feel that that's an accurate report?
No, because they're the hate group. They're supporting Mexican narco-terrorism because they're supporting the illegal aliens, and narco-terrorists are hiding among the illegal aliens. But anyhow, they have their opinion, I have mine. I think they hate me much more than I hate them.
On the phone yesterday, you said that hate is a strong word, but when I was looking at your website, I saw your name and then labeled messenger of hate. Can you explain that?
I've used hate. Yeah, hate is a weapon. Love is a weapon. Hate's a weapon. But it's hard to define hate. It comes at many levels. There's hatred to where you want to just flat out kill somebody, and there's hatred to where you want to ridicule them. There's hate to where you just don't want to be around them. My dictionary says it means intense dislike. I know there's a lot of people that intensely dislike me, so I guess I get a lot of hatred my way, too.
How would you say your group uses hate, and how do you use hate in your portrayals on your website and your different views?
Well, they see our articles as hateful. They see our cartoons as hateful. They really despise our cartoons. They're funny to me, and they get a point across. There's always an element of truth in every cartoon. And we don't pull any punches. We're white racial separatists. We're out for the best interests of white people who care they're white and white working class. And if other people don't like that, well, that's their problem. There's a large percentage of white people in this country that don't care about the white race. They think we're all one human race. We're all equal. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told.
I want to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about that a little later, but I saw a clip on your website where you were asked if you believed blacks and whites were equal, and you said no, equality is nonsense. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Right. People are not equal. Races are not equal. Individuals are not equal. You're not equal before the law. The rich man's got a lot more justice before the law. You're not equal in your health. Some people are born strong right from the beginning. Some people are born with diseases even from the womb and things like that. So equality has done more to cause horrible hatred and death and murder in this world than any other statement as far as I'm concerned, because it's not true.
So does this mean you don't believe in different races having equal treatment?
I believe in different races having separate nations, separate governments, separate police, separate military, whatever, and they can do what they want to. So there wouldn't be any treatment. Treatment's like a master-slave term, and I don't believe in having slaves. My capitalist friends, they believe in having slaves. I don't believe in slavery.
So in your perfect world, you'd like to see a black government, a black separate part of the country, a white separate part of the country, Mexican and so on. So
self-determination. Forward. But we're hopefully not going to stand by and let other races take over the entire country. Unfortunately, there's going to be a hell of a fight coming up, I'm afraid. I think it's going to get bloodier than hell in this country.
Do you want to expound a little bit more on your idea of racial separatism, exactly what you guys mean as far as being apart, I assume, from other races? Do you want to talk a little bit
well,
more about
that? Well, we live among other races. We have to deal with other races. I have for years, even though my ideal is racial separation. There's nowhere in this country that you can legally separate with a large amount of people. I can't take 1,000 white people and move to an area, buy up all the property, and put a fence around it and say, this is ours, don't come in here. They'd send the army out, they'd send the police out, and everything else. The government promotes race mixing. Capitalism promotes race mixing because it develops a mass of working class people with no power that just go along with the government. Racial separatism impedes profits. And profits are, if they can keep people docile and integrated and intermarrying and everything else, they think that that's going to promote profits. So whatever, if we could prove that racial separation promoted profits, we'd have every capitalist on Wall Street on our side.
The SPLC classified your group as neo-Nazi. Would you say that's completely wrong? You'd rather be classified as racial separatist?
Well, I've never classified myself as a Nazi. You're either a Nazi or not. National Socialist is a German Workers' Party. There's some Nazi parties in this country, like there's some Klan groups in this country. Now, either you're a Klansman or you're a Nazi. You're not a neo-Nazi, unless you say I'm a Nazi. Well, I'm just Tom Metzger. I'm an individual. And we don't operate like any of these groups. We're not organized groups. We don't carry membership cards. Our people are quite quiet. They infiltrate every level of society and keep their mouth shut. We don't recruit people. They come to us. Anyone wants to deal with us, they come to us. Sort of like the Masons. I don't think the Masons are allowed to go out and recruit people.
Okay. So you don't agree with the neo-Nazi classification. Do you have a strong dislike for Jews? Do you carry some...
I'm highly critical of a foreign policy that's based on the best interests of Israel and Jews, yeah. And there are Jews that are bad people in this country, and a lot of them are given a free ride. But believe me, I have more enemies among white people than the Jews.
I'm almost scared to ask you what your views are on African Americans.
Well, I've met with several of the leading black separatists in this country. We get along fine. I've been the personal guest of Louis Farrakhan at his meetings and like that. And Pan-African groups traveled to Florida and met with them. I was a keynote speaker at the new Black Panther Party a few years ago. Got a standing ovation from the crowd. So I guess I get along with some black people.
Okay. The group used to be named the White Aryan Resistance, and you said it's been changed to the Insurgent. Do you want to talk a little bit about the reason for the name change and what the Insurgent basically stands for?
Well, I thought that resistance was a little bit weak. We're not going to continue too much longer to resist. An insurgent means we're opposed totally diametrically to the power in Washington and the financial corporations that run it. We no longer want any connection with them, even though we have to live in this country. I mean, we love the land, we love our people, and like that. But we want absolutely nothing to do with the federal system and would like to see it abolished. We like to bring the country back down to counties and states and things like that. The federal government is killing us.
You mentioned your members, and I wanted to ask you, on your website, you made several allusions to wolf symbols, having a lot of wolves, and you mentioned that lone wolves are everywhere. I'm assuming that you are correlating the wolves with your members. Is that correct?
Well, I don't have members, but the people who agree with us and who are independent people are referred to many times as lone wolves. And then we have small cells of people, and then we network with people all over the world. And so we've been using that terminology for a long time, and now the FBI and the Army and everybody else is using it. I just read an article on my radio show. They're worried about the lone wolves in the military. Well, we've had lone wolves in the military for 20 years.
Okay. You mentioned a little bit about not having an organized membership per se, but tell me a little bit about what you guys actually do other than having a following on your website and TV and on the radio. Are there any activities or gatherings? I mean, how would you say that you can tell your followers apart from the next person? I mean, what do you guys do?
We don't want them to
check the website daily.
We don't want to tell them from the next person. We don't do things. We're not like the right wing. We're not right wingers. In fact, we adopted a lot of left wing policies. We don't march around the street. We don't wear uniforms. We don't have meetings where people can go. We don't go out and grab people on the street corner and recruit them in. We're totally different. Insurgency. Most of our people are secret people. Businessmen, working class, military, police. We'll recruit the FBI agents or anybody else, but they have to keep shut up, keep quiet. See, the time is not... We're getting towards a time when it's going to get real rough in this country, and we're telling our people, don't expose yourself. If you have to, pretend you're a big liberal. That's okay.